State, federal, and private peanut breeding programs are actively involved in breeding programs that bring along some new varieties, and the peanut industry is blessed this year to have several new varieties that are inching their way into the production track. Seed cost will be the highest cost of production, according to the scientists making their presentation at production meetings in Georgia. The variety selection is one of the most important decisions in the overall management of the farm for peanuts. The yield results from the state variety trials have been released by the University of Georgia, University of Florida, and Auburn University. The top variety in the Tifton location on irrigated was the Florida 07 with 5,971 pounds per acre average. The number two was the Georgia 06G, 5,345 average yield. In Florida, the average was 6,297. That was posted by the Georgia Greener, and another one was 6,235 was the Georgia 06G. In Alabama, the leading variety last year was the Georgia Greener with 6,542 pounds average yield per acre, and second was the Georgia 06G, 6,453 pounds per acre. And that's some outstanding yields in the test plots. Agronomists estimate that about 73% of the Georgia crop was planted in that Georgia 06G, which was number one in one state, number two in the other. The other 10 or 15% was planted in Georgia Greener, Florida 07s, Georgia 07W, and TIFGuard. The official said this week that if a farmer has a field with nematode problems in peanuts, the scientists recommend that farmers use TIFGuard variety because they are resistant to nematodes. Dr. Tim Brenneman, plant pathologist, says this year there will be some changes in disease in the recommendations and recommend that some of the farmers find the RX peanut report, which is given out at county agent's office, so they can see the 2012 peanut recommendations and prescription program. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.